Yeah, good morning, everyone. Jules and Joe on the chair for Vossi this summer. We've got the fifth and final Ashes test commencing in Hobart tomorrow, and you can hear all the action live right here on SEN. Thanks to Blundstone Boots, back to work with Blundstones, and Toby Price, winner VIP Fink Desert Race Adventure. To the open line we go. Thanks to McDonald Jones, 1300 01 1170. Jamie, good morning.
Hey, morning, Jules. Morning, Joe. How are you?
Well.
Well, thank you.
That's the way. Hey, just a quick one, just on the Big Bash, right? And I understand the point that people are making about the integrity of it, but I reckon the Big Bash has been bad now for, honestly, probably 3 or 4 years. Because do you remember when it first came in, right? They used to have those really good international players that had retired from Test cricket, like De Villiers and Chris Gayle and Warnie and Brett Lee and all that played, right? And it was an attraction. It was good to watch. The Big Bash, they need to find a way to turn it into the IPL, right, where it attracts the best players. Because honestly, like, I turned the TV on the other day and the Brisbane Heat were playing a guy that was playing Brisbane grade cricket. They had to fly in from Mackay. He's fishing. Like, there is just, I'm sorry, but there is just not the class and the quality to make that a good comp.
Part of that, I suppose, is obviously due to COVID and the fact that players aren't available. But yeah, it's a tough one. It's about the scheduling, isn't it? And fitting it in, because there is so much cricket right throughout the year at the moment that the IPL have sort of taken that slot. But where else would you play the Big Bash?
Well, you can't play it anywhere else. The problem, there's a few problems here, Jamie. One is they expanded too quickly, right? So they basically went from 35 games to 61 games in the space of 2 years. So it was at its peak during the 10 network. And the hard thing about attracting players is that they have to play a lot of cricket and it doesn't pay well compared to other comps overseas. It's a long way to travel. But don't forget, we had De Villiers down under for the Heat last year. And the other thing I'll say about Chris Gayle, yeah, the universe boss is box office, but you need a couple of things for the competition to succeed. Firstly, I think less games is critical. You need the key markets of Sydney and Brisbane to have their best teams firing. So the Stars and the Sixers in particular, but also the Thunder and the Renegades. When they're down, you find audience numbers are down and you find that ratings are down as well. But I'll use the example of Chris Gayle. Remember, he came out to bat for the Sydney Thunder. And Sydney Thunder at that time couldn't beat time with a stick. So you can have the best internationals on the planet, Jamie, but if your list is badly managed, you're not winning any games. So you still need to win games. Joe's absolutely right. Your example about the Heat, it's thrown into chaos because of COVID. So, I don't think you can judge them on that. But you have a look at this Melbourne Stars side, another one that suffered. At full strength, Stoinis, Maxwell, Zampa, Cartwright, Coulton Nile, they are world-class individual players. I mean, that is star power. We do have it in our own backyard. But the biggest issue was the increase from 35 games to 61 games in 2 years. So the competition needs to be brave. So whatever Cricket Australia decide to do in the next round of broadcast rights, which comes up in about 2 years' time, they won't get the money they did. And to their credit, Cricket Australia, the money that they got, they have reinvested into grassroots. So well done to them. But you look at the NFL rights. They go up and up and up, and you don't really see an increase in the number of games. So it's a case of quality over quantity. Good call. Thank you, Jamie. 1300 01 1170. Parramatta still on cricket. Will Mitch play in Hobart? My Pommy mate is hoping he's rested. Says it all, Parramatta. Of course he's going to play in Hobart, Parramatta. 50 wickets in day-night cricket. Strike rate of 26. As if he's not going
to
play.
I would quite like to see Jai Richardson out there too. Scotty Boland obviously should be rewarded for everything that he's done in the last few weeks. But if he is unavailable, Jai Richardson, as also another pink ball specialist, would be great to see.
He's a beautiful bowler, Jai Richardson. He's not big, but he's fast. He swings it later. He's Dale Steyn like Jai Richardson. I hope Scotty Boland's fit.
Yeah.
And if he takes 10 wickets, he'll be a dark horse player of the series. Remember, he was 1,000-1, Scott Boland, a week out from the Melbourne Test to win the Johnny Muller medal. It is just the most beautiful story. Mm. It is the best narrative of the summer, without question.
What a humble guy as well.
Yeah, he's sort of, he doesn't know what all the fuss is about, does he? 0457 736 736. West Ham lead Norwich 1-0.